Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Hi, Jameer.
Hi.
What I'm calling about is that I got a charge and I did not make that charge
Yes,
on that
ma'am.
credit card.
If you will, please provide me with your zip code so I can get that account pulled up for you.
I don't have an account. That's
So
my answer.
if you got charged, ma'am, you will have an account. So how we get these accounts, when customers do like online surveys or sweepstakes entry, where they pay, where they are told they pay shipping and handling, it could be anywhere from $1 to $7 sometimes.
Yeah, but this says that I did this on February 22nd, 2022. It says the account ending is 1577. That was my MasterCard. I did not do any shopping
Yes,
that I
ma'am.
know of online.
And yes, ma'am, and I'll be able to help you if you can provide me the zip code so I can pull up that account for you.
Yeah, my zip code is 48823.
Yes, ma'am.
And it
And
says
may I
that this,
have your first and last name?
sure, it's Amelia. My last name is Casanova, CASANOVA.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. So I was able to locate an account with matching that name. Could you verify the mailing address we have on file, ma'am?
It should be 1305 Coolidge Road,
Yes, ma'am, that is
East
correct.
Lansing.
And it says here, back on December 18th, you ordered a foot massager, paid the shipping and handling cost of $7.45, and then on December 22nd, due to the terms and conditions on where you ordered that product from, it stated that if this account was not canceled within the next 48 hours, then you will be enrolled into an online gadget store. And that's what those that charge that you see on February 22nd, that's what that charge is for. And with that membership, you get a $125 gift card you each month you are enrolled. And you first got billed for that on December 22nd, which is, and then so you they also should have received you should have received an email regarding that as well.
What? I should have received what?
An email regarding that purchase you made on December 22nd regarding that membership to that Factory Direct Savings store.
Okay, so that was for the foot massager?
Yes, ma'am.
Nothing else. So you were going to charge me for the foot massager, right?
So
Is that what
no, ma'am.
it wasn't free?
So the foot massager you only paid the shipping and handling for. And
Yeah.
so I'm not sure if you read their terms and conditions or not before placing that order, but that's where I'm getting all this information from. And it states that if this account was not canceled in 48 hours, then it would be automatically enrolled into an online gadget store where you would pay each month until canceled. But each month you do pay, you do receive a $125 gift card for that
Okay.
online gadget store.
So what do I have to do to cancel it?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me one second. Okay, ma'am, I'm documenting the account right now, and before I get it canceled, is there anything else you'd like for me to do for you today?
So you assure me, Javier, that you're canceling this account right now.
Yes, ma'am, and at the end of when I get done counseling, I'll give you a cancellation number as well.
Okay, Javier. How do you spell your name?
Yes, ma'am. It is J as in Juliet, A as in Apple, M as in Montana, E as in Edward, I as in Igloo, R as in Romeo, E as in Edward.
I like that.
Thank you, ma'am.
Very good. Okay, so that's your name. Today is February 24. Okay. And you're going to cancel account today.
Yes, ma'am.
So who was this? I don't even remember who this card was for. Was that with Sam's Club?
I'm not sure. I know it can be. I had a few customers call in today regarding a Sam's Club, a Costco, and a CVS one as well.
Okay, so it had to be Sam's Club because that's the only one that – it's the only extra credit card I have. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So let's go ahead and cancel it, and I can make a note.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And again, before I get it canceled, once I cancel it, I won't be able to do anything else to this account. And again, I would just would like to ask, is that all you will be needing today, ma'am, before I can get that canceled?
Yes, because I tell you, I've already had issues with something like this this month.
Oh, wow.
Where I was charged for three items. But I called the bank. They told me to call the company, and they said I had to receive the product before I could cancel it. And then when I looked at my bank account, I found that all the charges disappeared. And that was with a different credit card. So I'm getting pretty suspicious about this.
Yes.
Are you sure you want to work for a company like this?
Well, see, the thing is, like, we just do customer service. So, so it's like we don't handle the products or the sites. So I just like to look at it as if I'm helping people.
Okay. So it's just it's a job.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But and if that's all for you, I will finish documenting this account and get that counsel, and I'll be right back with that cancellation number for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. I just got this account canceled for you, and I have that cancellation number if you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, that number is C as in Charlie, 2, the number 5, 9, 0, the number 5, 0, then it is 4, 2, 5.
Okay. And that's it?
And yes, ma'am. And that number is confirming that that account has been canceled and that is effective immediately.
Okay. All right, then. That was T, S, N, Troy, 2590. 50. 90504 25.
Correct. Well, the very first letter, it sounded like you said T. Is that what you said? Okay, so it was C. As in cat.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
She is in cat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you so much,
mm-hmm.
Hamir.
You're welcome, ma'am.
And, I'm going to remember you as Hamir Romeo. All right.
Yes,
okay.
ma'am. Well, I thank you
so
for
much.
Calling customer service, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.